The Arab Spring held so much promise for so many people. Some dreams in some countries were realized, but in Syria, it's been nightmares since 2011. 8 years ago this week, a peaceful uprising began in Syria. The first protest in the capital, Damascus, was caught on film. The revolution was a protest against the tyranny and corruption of President Bashar al-Assad. His regime's response has been brutal.
Syria has seen 6 days of unprecedented unrest in which a total of 10 civilians have now died at the hands of the country's military.
This morning, President Obama called on Assad to step aside.
More than 1,000 are dead tonight in Syria, and Syrian rebels say they are victims of a poison gas attack.
On that terrible night, the world saw in gruesome detail the terrible nature of chemical weapons and why the overwhelming majority of humanity has declared them off limits. A crime against humanity, and a violation of the laws of war.
Violation or not, the international community did nothing. Back in 2011, when all of this started, Abdul Kafi Al-Amdo was an English teacher in Aleppo. He was one of those protesters in the beginning of the uprising against Assad. Today, he's a marked man. When Assad's forces conquered Aleppo at the end of 2016, Abdul Kafi was forced to flee to the province of Idlib. That's now the last rebel stronghold in Syria. He and his family and at least 2 million other Syrians are trapped in that province with nowhere else to go. My colleague Carol Hill spoke with him while he was at home with his young family.
Abdul Kafi, take us back to 2011. Do you remember how you felt when you first heard about the protests?
In fact, at the beginning, until now, by the way, you know, I supported it quickly and I joined it from the first day. In fact, everyone, every human being who like democracy, who like freedom, who like to live as a free man, in fact, was very, very happy at the beginning of these protests. Although it was dangerous, although many of us were being arrested.
So it sounds like basically you stood up for what you thought was right. Almost 8 years later, what has it cost you?
You know, the cost was more than we think. We didn't think that the cost would be so high because freedom was so close to us. The light was so close. So I thought that we really paid, you know, very high price. But nevertheless, we don't regret at all. I mean, if you asked me, if you went 8 years ago, would you participate in these demonstrations? I would say yes, and yes, and yes.
For you personally, what has it cost? What sort of losses have you suffered?
Yeah, look, I lost a lot of friends, a lot of teachers, a lot of colleagues. I mean, some of them are old friends and some of them are new. Every year I lose many, and whenever I make new friends, I lose some of them.
Abdul Kafi Al-Hamdo is an English teacher in Syria. You're from Aleppo, but you now live in Idlib. Why were you forced to leave Aleppo?
Look, before 2016, we were living in Aleppo. That city I considered paradise on earth, but Assad turned it into hell, and we were besieged, we were destroyed, we were killed, and we were, you know, we were forced to eat things that you cannot imagine that we should eat during the siege. We had to be displaced. I didn't move from that city because I wanted to. But of course, if I chose to stay there, this means that worse than hell, worse than displacement, because some of my friends, in fact, who stayed there, all of them, now they are either dead or in prison.
You have 2 children. Tell us about them. How old are they?
Yeah, the oldest is Lamar. She's now 3 years. We celebrated her birthday just in 12th of February. And the other is Muhammad, 6 months old. Of course, Lamar was born in Aleppo, and I hope that she would be brought up there. If you can hear, I'm going to ask her, where are you from? And she's going to say Aleppo, if it's okay.
Sure.
Lamar, where are you from?
Aleppo.
Did you hear her?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, always I remind her that she's from there.
The war has been going on for 8 years. Your oldest child is only 3. They've known nothing but war. What future do you see for them?
Although you look, I mean, it's difficult. And of course, having 2 kids make me, love life more. And, trying to speak up more, to speak to the world, to help more. Although I know that it's useless, in fact, because we know that none will help us. But I hope that one day, we could live in Syria without the same regime. Because, living again in the same regime is impossible, something impossible. I want to live here, and nevertheless, I want freedom here. Yeah, I might pay price. I know that. All those who passed away paid the price. And we pay this price for the next generation, not for ourselves.
Abdul Khafi, what lessons have you learned from standing up and trying to fight for freedom? I mean, was it worth it?
Yeah, it was. I still remember that when my father was always telling me, please, my son, keep silent, don't say any word, walls have ears, please, safety is first, God willing, and alhamdulillah, we are alive, that's the most important. No, it's not the most important for me. To live as a free man is the most important. To live with your choice, to live and you can speak, this is the life, but living without having any, ability to speak, without having any ability to decide what you want or whom should rule the country, this is not life. This is another kind of slavery, a new kind of slavery. This is what I believe.
Abdul Khafi, what hope do you have left at this point?
Okay. I hope that, we might not be helped. We might be left alone again and again, and we might suffer, we might die. I know that. But at least now, if we wouldn't be held by you, at least speak about us well. Speak about us that at least the next generations would know that we really wanted just freedom. I want for the next generations, and I want for all people, I mean, inside Syria and outside Syria, to speak about us proudly.
Abdul Khafi, I want to thank you for speaking with us. Abdul Khafi Alhamdo is an English teacher. He now lives with his family in Idlib, the last major pocket in Syria that's in rebel hands. Thank you so much, Abdul Khafi.
Thank you.
Wow, an extraordinary 8 years in the life of one man in Syria. By the way, today, Abdul Khafi's neighborhood in Idlib is under bombardment again.